Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 49 of a Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. If you have been hanging with me for all these weeks, thank you. If not, no worries, no pressure. You can always go back. This isn't something you have to do continuously. Self-love is an evergreen thing, but I'm excited. We're about to hit a whole year of doing this self-love thing. And this week's affirmation is, I am amazing and I'm willing to let my light shine. People can't help but notice my positive qualities. Even saying that, it helps me and pushes me to name what I do well, what I'm known for, soak in the positive parts of who I am and those qualities. And if I'm honest, I don't like to hang out there long. And so one of the reflections for this week was to ask yourself, how comfortable are you accepting compliments? How comfortable are you accepting compliments? And so for me, I love to get compliments. I appreciate when people give me positive feedback and point out positive qualities. But this question about how comfortable I am is an interesting one because while I like it, I don't like to hang out there too long, which tells me that I'm not 100% comfortable. I'm not one, you know how you have those people who they get a compliment and they immediately say something negative about themselves, like they're self-denigrating. They play it down, they downplay themselves or, you know, like, oh, you're so great at this. Oh yeah. I mean, actually I'm not that great. Or I messed it up the last time I tried to do it. Or you should have seen me when, you know, something to like cut the compliment that you just gave them. That's someone who is not comfortable at all with a compliment and they like volley it back. Or maybe they even like give a compliment back to you because they can't handle the focus being on themselves. So that's someone who is not comfortable accepting compliments. I'm not that, but I also just notice that if it's too much, I get uncomfortable. So it's like someone can say a positive thing, but if they say too many positive things, I start to think like, what do they want from me? What's coming next? What's the ask? And so that's for me to figure out, not for other people to stop giving the compliments. That's for me to figure out, like, where is this discomfort coming from? How do I challenge myself to just be able to soak it in, take it, sit with it? And, you know, one of the things they asked you to think about, like, what are some of the best compliments you've received? Or like, what are the words that you've received from other people that really light you up? And what compliments would you give yourself? And as I was thinking through like what compliments to me have the most weight, it's when they come from people that I care about and I respect their opinion, right? So a mentor of mine or, you know, someone that I look up to really telling me that I'm doing a good job in my work means a lot. Because they didn't have to stop to say that because they're busy and doing all the things that they are doing. But to tell me like, I see you, good job, or you're really doing a nice job doing X, Y, and Z, or I thought about you when this opportunity came up, that really matters to me. And then to be honest, from my kids. So it's final season. I don't know when you'll watch this, but it's final season, end of the semester. And my oldest asked for my help on a paper he was writing. And so I gave him some feedback and he took it to the writing center and the person at the writing center told him that he should be really appreciative that he has a mom that is that gives him such critical feedback and good feedback on his work and that he should tell me thank you. And so he called me and I was in a meeting. So I was like, in a meeting, but I can text. What's up? And so he basically texted me his appreciation. He's like, this guy told me I should tell you thank you. And he's like, I don't think the feedback you gave me was that critical, but I do appreciate you. And like, thanks for all your help. And that was a day or two ago and just found out that he got an A on the paper and an A in the class. And so my child like coming to me asking for my help, even though that's not a compliment, to me, it is a compliment, right? It's not him saying, Mom, I love you so much. I respect your opinion. Will you give it to me? But it is in action. So that was a compliment. And then him saying thank you for my help was also a compliment. So when I was thinking about that, like which ones really resonate with me, it's from people that I care about, that I care about their opinion. And that holds a lot of weight for me. And so when I ask myself what compliments I would give to myself, I have to one of the things I have to do, and I think I've gotten better at it with this year of self-love, and so check this for yourself, is I'm better at just naming what I do well and the qualities that I have, not saying I'll be good when or if, and like qualifying or thinking I have to earn some sort of like acknowledgement. And so this week, I think, helped me see some growth in myself and being able to name those positive qualities and not say that they're works in progress, even though we are all works in progress, but to just acknowledge the ways that I contribute to my home, to my relationships, to my workplace, and being able to validate myself for those things and to love myself and not feel like I have to wait for other people to see that, to love myself for those positive qualities. So the exercises for this week, they're kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum. So there's like a mindfulness breathing exercise and there's like hype yourself up exercise. And so for the breathing exercise, there's this practice called Qigong, and it asks you to think about like how you can sit and be still with yourself and really send positive energy towards yourself and visualize. This uses the example of like joy and peace and a smile and like all of that energy, how you can shower yourself with it. And, you know, it's interesting. I have this bookmark. What I'm using is a bookmark because I wanted to remember to share it with you all. I think it fits with this week's mantra. I have this card that I got somewhere and it says, I know guac is extra, but so am I. And just owning and being willing to be okay with who you are, and that there are times where people will say like, you're really intense, and that's who I am. And that is a positive quality in some aspects of my life, and not feeling like I have to apologize for the ways that I can be intense, because I also intensely love, I intensely work and serve in my role at my job and in the organizations I'm in. And so there are times where people will try to use that as a way to like make me question if those are positive qualities. But knowing that I can see them as valuable, as ways I'm contributing. And I don't have to necessarily ask permission of other people, right? So this idea that I am amazing and I'm willing to let my light shine and I'm willing to see the positive qualities in myself. So I mentioned the two ends of the spectrum. So there's the mindfulness exercise, and then there's the hype introduction exercise. So for you to think about, if you were to have this intro of yourself, like, I don't know, a Dancing with the Stars, or you're doing some competition, like halftime at a ball game, like how would they introduce you to hype you up? And so think about how you would talk about yourself, what qualities you would put first, and how you'd want to represent yourself if you had this like hype song, like what would be your hype song, and this intro to yourself. So as we wrap up this year, I want you to continue to step through these exercises and ask yourself, like, all right, now that this is coming to an end, how do I continue this journey for myself? That we won't have the structure of this journal, of this book club, but what does it look like to continue the work? What have you added and maybe done that you wouldn't have done before in terms of a practice, whether it's journaling or the mindfulness exercises or the like letters to yourself? Have you put any of those into your either daily life or weekly life or like a monthly or seasonal thing? I want you to be intentional about how you keep generating that self-love beyond this book club. So let me know, how are you this week thinking about your positive qualities? How are you hyping yourself up? And how are you planning to continue this work beyond this year? I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.